At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Moving along here, VSiN Live Bet Sunday presented by DraftKings, live from the D in downtown Las Vegas. Alongside Kelly Bidlin, I'm Dustin Sweetelson, and we've got a lot going on in the sports world right now, from baseball happening, hockey happening, the UFL. If you're an absolute sicko and are betting on that, I give you a lot of props. Also, my DMs are open for your free picks on those. Hook a brother up, because I will bet them if you really like a side there.
Where's Stormy at? Is she on the game today?
I didn't see. But there's a lot happening, and when it comes to the NBA, I feel like that's taking center stage. The NBA, once the draft settles in, really owns the next couple months. Every night it's primetime TV. Every night there's some sort of drama.
I'm exhausted.
And I think we've learned a lot so far, not just from the playoffs, but the like regular season as a whole. The first thing I'd say, Kelly, is that super teams are dead. There is no more super teams in the NBA. Now, Phoenix is going to trot out a super team because they're pot committed and Bradley Beal has a no-trade clause.
Now, when you say super team, you mean a big three.
Okay. Big three is a super team because it puts you in such a bad financial salary cap situation, you can't help with really any depth.
Yep, agreed.
Now, I wouldn't consider like the Lakers a super team with LeBron and AD, especially LeBron at this age where he's going to have to rest.
They just still have the same kind of problems as super teams because they've mismanaged their money so much going back.
Well, and because they have a lot of like really slightly above average players who are trying to fill the roles of what you need like a special player to fill. So I think super teams are kind of dead when we look across the NBA. I also think the regular season and the chemistry developed when cores have to go through like troubled times and the build together. I think there's going to be more of an emphasis on that when you look at, let's say, what Denver's done with their core to a degree, Murray and Jokic mostly. You look at Minnesota with Kat and Anthony Edwards adding Gobert to the mix. We look at Oklahoma City.
The greatest example.
Those guys going through absolute hell to come out on the other side as the one seed in the West. I think we're going to see a lot more teams understand the New York Knicks without the superstars, despite not really being homegrown, but guys going through it together to a degree, day in and day out in the regular season at the very least.
Went to college together.
So there's something to be said for that. And I think I totally think there is.
I think
a lot of other teams are going to look around and say, hold on. When we're looking at the blueprint of putting together what we think is going to be a title contender, we're not just going to buy up the next best players. We're going to learn how to do it right. I also would caution that this NBA draft this offseason is not the one to do that in.
One of the worst ever. I believe that was a pull from GMs. It was something like 90% of the GMs polled had said that this year's draft class is the worst they had seen in their entire careers.
How much is that because they had to spend so much on scouting because all the best players are overseas this year?
But the funniest part about that, like, how we talked so much Wemby for 2 years straight, there's going to be, like, five French dudes drafted as lottery picks this year. Like, and we're going to going to be like, who?
Yeah, and we're going to wonder why they're not as good as him, because right. they're not 7'2" yeah. with handles of a guard. What are we talking about here? Yeah. So I think it's a couple lessons that we learned here.
Yeah, I would agree with all that.
And there also is going to be a new face of the NBA at some point, because LeBron's 39 years old. Kevin Durant's getting older, although can still get buckets. But we're looking at what Anthony Edwards did last night with Minnesota. Absolute stud. Let's hear from Anthony Edwards and talk about his future. This was after the game one win over the defending champs.
Going against the best player in the world is always fun. Going against the best team in the world is always fun.
Kelly, that dude's built different.
Mm-hmm.
I think when the lights are the brightest, when the stage is set for drama, he wants it. He embraces it. He calls for the ball, and he wants to make big plays. We joked about it earlier. He's in the movie Hustle. He could be an actor right now. I'm not kidding.
Awesome.
If he committed
so
to acting, and when you have that disposition, when you have that mentality, it translates to not being scared. And that dude's not scared of anybody. He's on the short list of guys that I think right now there's probably 4, 5, 6 of them that haven't won an MVP that are next up to be contenders consistently for the MVP. And with his personality, has an absolute chance to be the next face of the NBA.
100%. I mean, I think as every game goes on at this point, he's moving further up that list in almost every single person's opinion out there. I think what's interesting about this topic, though, just taking a step back, is it's you know, we bring up LeBron, you know, LeBron, Durant, Steph Curry, and it's, okay, well, there's also on the back end of their careers, because we've got these odd Tom Brady and LeBron expectations now of guys are going to play to 39 years
yeah.
old, where we've had this other, you know, crop of players spill into that already with the Jokic's, Embiid's, Giannis's, where I would say, okay, they're late 20s, you know, hovering around 30, who have all won MVP awards, two of them won championships, where I would think that they're kind of already the face of the NBA, kind of taking over some of those past
yeah.
names. So now who's next, right? And I think that's the question.
Well,
and that's where the names like Ant
yes.
come.
Yeah, look, let's be very clear about Nikola Jokic. I know he moves weird.
Yeah, he's going anywhere anytime soon.
He's 29 years
yeah,
old.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere anytime
and,
soon. That's why I wanted to bring that
and
up.
And he doesn't
yeah.
rely on speed and explosiveness.
Yeah.
I was going to say athleticism, but he is actually an elite athlete.
Mm.
People just are weird about that, but because he doesn't rely on speed and he slows the game and plays it at his own pace, he'll be able to dictate what he wants to do for a while still. He's not slowing down anytime soon. So, I mean, when we talk about people who have yet to win an MVP, who could be next, Luka, top of the list, SGA, top of the list.
Yeah, Luka's got to be number one.
No, I don't think he is.
Okay.
And Edwards, we mentioned. Brunson, potentially.
Yeah, I wrote him down.
But, no, there's number one, and they're not going to be able to set the number short enough to stop us from betting it just next year.
Okay, well, I know where you're going with this. I will be in there with you.
It's Victor Wembanyama.
He's not the answer, though, of who's most likely to win it next.
Says who?
Says me right now. Luka Doncic. I would still go Luka Doncic.
Luka has help.
But that's also I think, where I'd draw the line. Like, I wouldn't even put SGA over Wemby right now. I think I'd go Luka, and then it's Wemby. And Dustin, I'm with you. I will be betting him starting as soon as the market's put up this year until probably the next 15 years.
What do you think the number is next year to start the season?
I've been asked this so many times.
If it is near 10 to 1?
My guess has been 10, 12 to 1.
I'm in. I'm all in.
Me too.
I can't get enough of it. The stat line that he's going to average for the season is going to be something we've never seen before in the NBA.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is all these other guys, their teams may win. They also are going to have a lot of help. Like, Luka has Kyrie. He has a really sound roster. SGA, this team's experience. Chet Holmgren's another top pick there.
And for everybody who said last year, at the end of last year, okay, well, this is about the ceiling for the Thunder. No,
yep.
They keep getting better, man. People got to stop saying that.
Anthony Edwards, look, he's going to have to deal with Kat and his own team as a potential candidate. Jalen Brunson, the Knicks are going to get that core back. Julius Randle's been their perennial all-star the last few years. When I look at Victor Wembanyama, that is the next guy. That is the next face of the NBA, if he's not already. That is the guy capable of winning the MVP on any given year, because the stat line is just not going to be able to be something that we can comprehend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say We kind of had, I guess, two different conversations there. I would still stand by Luka, next guy who hasn't won one, most likely to win it over Wemby. Wemby, this guy, he's already one of the faces of the NBA. He should be. And what I think is going to be really interesting to track, and even this summer, with some guys that are available, it's a very interesting conversation because this rarely happens in the NBA. Who's smart enough out there who's in their mid-20s to realize that the best thing they could do for their career is not be a star player on a single team, the go-to guy, but it's swallow my pride and go down to San Antonio to be the running mate with Victor Wembanyama, because that's the move. If you want to win championships in this league and you want to be a real-time player, that's the move you make. Cough, cough, Trae Young.
I'll give you the answer. It's everyone but Trae Young. He's not a winning basketball player.
I need that part of his mind to flip, because there could be.
He's just not a winning back. He plays zero. He doesn't play a lick of defense.
Sure, that's fine. I don't care.
And he's not an efficient shooter. Like, I know everyone gets tantalized by the deep three-point shots. His three-point percentage is not impressive because he's such a volume shooter. I don't want him volume shooting. In fact, he's the worst possible player. I would rather Donovan Mitchell.
Okay.
At that point with Wembanyama, because he can create his own shot.
Sure.
Again, doesn't really play a ton of defense, though. It'd be fascinating if they could convince Paul George to go down.
Well, Donovan Mitchell's just a better player, so I'd have to agree with that, I guess, anyways. The one thing, though, and I understand with Trae, but you're talking about, okay, if they add more pieces to that team, right, then he's not taking as many of the ridiculous shots.
Yes, I don't know if he's capable of being productive without taking a ton of shots.
I think he can. Here's the way, because we've seen it before. Clint Capella, the pick and roll floater lob game with Clint Capella that he had established for a couple years was deadly. And that was with Clint Capella. Now I can do my little get in the lane, go for the floater. He has a two-option game. Once he clears that screen and gets in the lane, he hits the floater or he goes for the lob. And when you've got Victor Wembanyama, where you cannot possibly throw that lob high enough to miss him, it could be the deadliest pick-and-roll threat we've ever seen in the NBA. I'm in love with the idea.
Kelly,
I'm in love with it. You can find defense elsewhere. You've already got the guy who's going to win Defensive Player of the Year on the team for the next 10 years.
Kelly, we started the segment agreeing that Victor Wembanyama faced the NBA.
I'm just trying to build a super team, bro.
We both want to bet him to win the MVP last year. You finished the segment talking me out of betting him if Trae Young ends up in San Antonio.
Bye.
I can't stand Trae Young. I just think at his size and his skill level, he is a highly overrated player with what he brings to the table. I'd rather take that money and get, like, two good players than what you're going to have to pay a Trae Young.
Well, that was when I brought him up, was it's a player like him having to realize to
suck
sacrifice.
It up. Suck
yes,
it up.
To sacrifice. And sometimes that means financial.
No, I think that makes sense. I get where you're coming from. I still would prefer Wemby do it with someone else. All right, when we come back, a lot of offseason rumors, including what we just discussed with Trae Young. Who are the Lakers going to hire as their head coach? An NBA insider, Evan Sidery, joins us on the other side.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Live Bet Sunday on VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
If you haven't placed a bet for Sunday Night Baseball, our own Adam Burke has a preview of the Giants and the Phillies right in center stage of the website at VSEN.com. Also, we have playoff betting guides, picks, previews, predictions, all of the analysis across the board in every major sport, best bets, betting splits, exclusive articles, odds by state, tools, and guides available at VSEN.com. Welcome back to VSiN Live Bet Sunday. I'm Dustin Sweetelson with Kelly Bidlin live at the D in downtown Las Vegas. And the NBA playoffs continue to roll on, yet the drama surrounding everything happening in the NBA, from the Lakers' next team to LeBron opting out to all these great matchups we have, the drama just never ends. And to help us dissect all of that, we're going to welcome in a guy who does a great job, Evan Sidery from Forbes. You can follow him over on Twitter at eSidery. eSidery over on Twitter. So we'll touch on a lot of these rumors and stuff, Evan, in a moment, but the drama of the NBA. This is where we're at with the drama. Donovan Mitchell won a game 7, and Kelly and I in the last segment discussed what team he's going to be on next year. So that just kind of is a microcosm of how the drama never sleeps in the association. When you look at what the Cavs did today, advancing to game 7, taking on the Celtics, do you think winning a series in the playoffs is enough to keep Donovan in Cleveland?
I still don't think so, honestly. It's been the scuttlebutt around the league for really over a year now since Donovan Mitchell and the Cavs went out early last season, that all indications are he's going to be probably requesting a trade this summer, as he'll technically be on an expiring contract next year. He'll decline his player option after the 2024-25 season. For Mitchell, I just think he wants to be in a big market, whether it be Miami, New York, or Los Angeles. That seems like that's where it's probably heading towards. I think for Cleveland, too, it's a smart thing to do, just long-term after they give all those picks, Lauri Markkanen blossoming into a star after he left Cleveland, too. I think that's probably the direction we're going. I think unless the Cavs make a miraculous run here and beat the Boston Celtics, I still think we're going down the path of Donovan Mitchell requesting a trade.
I like it. Yeah, it feels like the Miami Heat will be involved in that conversation, as they often are with some of these guys. Evan, I want to throw something at you. We're going to discuss here in a bit, so I might be tipping my hand, but I find this fascinating as hell. Lakers next head coach Darvin Ham. Sorry, he's out. But J.J. Redick. Any possibility that we see J.J. Redick team up with his new buddy LeBron in L.A. and become the Lakers head coach? What do you think the chances of that actually happening are?
I would say, honestly, I think the Lakers, they need an experienced head coach. And it seems like Mike Budenholzer, I would say, is probably the favorite right now. The early indications are he might be the front runner for that one. And that makes a lot of sense. He's an experienced head coach, a title winner. They need an innovative offense in L.A., and we saw what Budenholzer did with the shooting around Giannis throughout his career. Then you could do the same thing with LeBron and Anthony Davis. So I'd lean more in that direction of them going the experience route. I think J.J. Redick, for sure, there's buzz around the league about J.J. Redick, about him being a head coach here very soon. And if you're looking for J.J. Redick potentially be a head coach this offseason, I keep a very, very close eye on the opening right now with the Charlotte Hornets. He is a finalist for that job alongside Charles Lee, the Celtics assistant coach. That's one I keep an eye on for sure, more so than the Lakers for J.J. Redick. I'd keep an eye on the Charlotte Hornets.
Well, that's interesting. And then obviously Kelly mentioned the podcast between J.J. and LeBron. And LeBron's future is somewhat in doubt as well, because he can opt out and potentially get another max deal. And then there's always the thought of Bronny James in the draft. Are you hearing anything about the Bronny James stuff, and if LeBron is really going to be committed to whoever drafts his son coming up in either this year or next year's draft?
Yeah, honestly, I'd be stunned at this point if LeBron leaves L.A. It just seems like at this point of his career, he's settled into his path with the Lakers. The Lakers still have a chance of competing in the West if they make some moves this year. And it sounds like they're really going to be in the mix for a lot of star players this summer and on the trade market. Jimmy Butler could be an option for them. There's been a lot of buzz around Trae Young with the connections with him. He shares the same age as Anthony Davis and LeBron James at Clutch Sports. So that's one really to keep an eye on there is Trae Young. They need a point guard in Los Angeles as well. I think the Lakers are going to be making a lot of big moves this offseason. They have 3 first-round picks. They have Austin Reeves, who's a valuable asset around the league as well. If you can package Reeves with all those picks, maybe you can get one of those star players alongside those two guys. But I would probably lean towards LeBron staying and probably LeBron declining his player option, signing another 1+1 at this stage of his career. It's probably, at this point, probably year-by-year with LeBron.
Yeah, it feels like we've gotten into the same old routine with LeBron year after year, basically. All right, Evan, we just saw the Cavs win over the Magic. They'll be advancing to face the Boston Celtics. How many games can the Cavaliers take off Boston?
I would say that I don't want to be too disrespectful to the Cavs in this series, but I they might be lucky to get one here. I know Kristaps Porzingis is going to be missing time, might be missing this series, but I think it's a really bad matchup for this Cavs team. I think Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are both going to feast in this matchup. I think Drew Holiday is going to lock down Donovan Mitchell as best as he can. So I think we see the Celtics win this in at most five games. So I'll go Boston in five.
Let's go over Evan Sidery with us from Forbes. Over to the Eastern Conference, Evan, where Indiana is an underdog in the series. They're 6-point underdogs in game one. And I'm a Knicks fan, and I will admit I'm a little bit nervous about the Pacers, but generally pretty much nervous in every aspect of my life. Do you think the Knicks move past the Pacers in that series?
Now, I don't mean to break your heart here as a Knicks fan, but I actually really like the Pacers in this matchup in this series. I think they're very, very much under the radar nationally as far as how they match up with this Knicks team. I know everyone's picking the Knicks right now. I'd probably lean towards the Pacers in six or seven. I think Miles Turner and Pascal Siakam match up very well against the Knicks front court, especially Pascal Siakam playing small ball five. They can really take Mitchell Robinson out of the equation as their center protecting the rim there. And I think this is going to be a series where they're really going to miss Julius Randle out there. I think they're going to be able to really push the pace against this Knicks team. Jalen Brunson's probably going to have a lot of big games here, probably 30, 40-plus points against this Pacers team. But if they play at Indiana's pace here and don't slow it down, you're kind of playing right into Indiana's game there. So I actually really like the Pacers in this matchup. I think they steal game one tomorrow in New York. I'm going to go Indiana in six here, but I think it's going to be a very, very competitive series and one that I think is going to go to distance.
Yeah, I'm fascinated to see how Tibbs utilizes the bench, too, if the Pacers are able to get out and run as much as they're going to want to. I mean, we know he's playing heavy minutes on the starters. Can you keep doing that if they're running up and down the court? That'll be a big question. Evan, Nuggets last night, they go down. How concerned are you for this team? Where do you see this series going with Minnesota?
Yeah, honestly, I think Minnesota is on a special run this year. They just remind me so much of this Nuggets team last year, where it just kind of felt inevitable. They make a really deep postseason run, potentially to the NBA Finals. And that's what the Nuggets did last season. But really what this is just an incredible run for Anthony Edwards. He's really met those Jordan, those Kobe, LeBron kind of comparisons are on the money as far as postseason performances go. He's averaging 35 points per game over his last 10 playoff games. He's been incredible in these situations. He's only getting better. He's only 22 years old. I think this is kind of Anthony Edwards' time to shine here, and he's kind of taken that mantle, in my opinion, away from Luka Doncic as the new young guy in the Western Conference that could be the big face of the NBA, so to say, 5 years from now. So I think this is really going to be Minnesota's series to lose. I think game one played right into their hands. I think they might steal game two, honestly, because this defense matches up very well against Nikola Jokic. So I would lean Wolves in six here. I think they match up very well, especially defensively, guarding Nikola Jokic.
Evan, just want to follow up on that Anthony Edwards point, because, I remember that 2020 draft, and it felt like we talked a lot about how bad it was and not even a great top overall draft pick. Are you surprised with, just the heights he's gotten to and how quickly that Anthony Edwards has gotten there?
Yeah, I will admit, I was kind of lower on Edwards then. I don't think people saw star upside at the Edwards, but I don't think they saw this kind of upside because we saw in his 1 year at Georgia, he's a super athlete. You see a lot of these guys coming to the NBA, they're just super athletes. Their efforts kind of inconsistent in college, and they don't usually pan out. But Anthony Edwards, his work ethic, you can't tell behind the scenes just to watch him on the court, but his work ethic is incredible. He's a leader on the court as well. And also his shooting ability. I mean, he was a sub 30% three-point shooter in college. Now he's almost 40% from three this season for the Timberwolves. I think it kind of shows the work ethic he has at this age, at 22 years old. He's going to be a guy, to me, when he's 25, 26, he's probably going to be averaging 35-plus points per game, being an elite shooter plus an elite defender on top of that. That's kind of the ideal guy you're looking for in today's NBA. You build a team around, and honestly, it's hard to say how many guys take above Anthony Edwards over the next 5 years or so.
He is Evan Sidery, NBA reporter over at Forbes. You can follow him on Twitter at @esidery. He's always breaking news. He's always got scoops. His Twitter timeline is just full of great information. Evan, we really appreciate you doing this today. Would love to chat again down the road.
Yeah, anytime, guys. Really appreciate the invite. Thank you.
Awesome stuff from Evan. The Lakers' next head coach odds. That's worth discussing, Kelly, because
there are some names.
It's as if the names were randomized into an AI computer generator, and someone said, "Yeah, LeBron once had lunch with this guy at a restaurant, and it was caught. So we think there's a connection, and this guy wears LeBron's shoes, so there's a chance he could be the next Lakers head coach." Mike Budenholzer as the favorite on the board at +225. Why not just take Frank Vogel again? The resume is the same freaking
right,
thing.
Exactly, yeah, totally.
Oh, cool, Mike Budenholzer. Do we not remember how things ended in Milwaukee? Do we not remember Giannis pushing him out the door? Are we sure? The more and more I look at the names on this list, the more and more I think my initial instinct of LeBron to be the first player coach makes a lot more sense.
I mean, and GM, let's do that too.
All right,
I mean, come on.
I'll explain that, why I like that next, and also Jalen Brunson. Revenge series for him against Rick Carlisle. We'll discuss next on VSiN Live Bet Sunday.
This is Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Heyo, we are back here, VSiN Live Bet Sunday. Dustin Sweetelson and Kelly Midland with you here for another 30 minutes before Greg Peterson and The Experience take over. I like saying Greg Peterson and The Experience because it sounds like a band.
They should change it to that. That'd be a lot cooler.
So, did I tell you my idea for Greg, what I want to do? Because I think he's the most fascinating human on the network.
What do you got?
Well, one, I want a docuseries exclusive at VSiN.com. 24 hours.
Oh, day in the life.
24
sure.
hours with Greg Peterson. I know every single minute is accounted for in the day.
Mm-hmm.
From the 12-mile run to the handicapping, the recording of the multiple podcasts. You know he's doing a college basketball podcast right now in the offseason? He does the baseball.
Is it still like 2 hours long?
Yeah, so I want 24 hours in the life of Greg Peterson. We're going to find out he actually has 26 hours in his day.
It wouldn't surprise me. Things that are facts, that at least used to be facts about Greg, but I assume they really haven't changed. His podcast, he used to record while running, which is just maybe the most mind-blowing thing I've ever heard of, because I struggle enough to run or record a podcast.
So, that feels like it works out as well as eating on the toilet.
Right, exactly. I don't know if you've been catching recently on his show, he's doing the beer bracket.
I did notice that. But that's been going on for like 6 months.
That's kind of my point. Like, when does it end?
Is it a 200 beer bracket?
Right. Is he consuming every beer across the land? Like, this is all impressive. And how are you fitting in beers with like marathon long runs?
While looking at the transfer portal, which in and of itself is a job that like I refuse. I don't care about college basketball anymore because I can't handle the transfer portal.
Ridiculous.
I can't keep up with it. So Greg Peterson's going to take over in 30 minutes. He's an incredible listen. If you've never listened to Greg, he is the experience. That's the thing. But my idea for Greg is the 24 hours in a day with him. And then I want books written by great philosophers, Plato, Aristotle, Marcus Aurelius. And I want all of his reads and all of his show notes to be coming out of those books. So tape them to the inside. And I want everything to be coming off those books. So it just looks like he's reading them all the time. People be confused.
All right.
He's reading a VSiN.com read. He's mentioning Adam Burke and Jonathan Von Tobel, but he's holding a book by Plato?
I mean, I think that would be funny if any of us did it, but okay.
Yeah, but him specifically. I find him to be absolutely fascinating. Sorry, he's coming up next. We were touching on this a moment ago. The Lakers' next head coach odds available over at DraftKings are crazy.
Yeah.
Let's begin with the top of the board, Kelly. Mike Budenholzer is your favorite at +225. You're going to have to sell me on how Mike Budenholzer and Frank Vogel aren't the same exact resume. They both won one championship one time, and the rest of the time it's been a colossal of, okay, he's a coach that coaches in the NBA, nothing special. And we're forgetting how things ended in Milwaukee at the end. Giannis couldn't wait to run the guy out of town that helped him win a championship. And by the way, Budenholzer didn't just win in Milwaukee. He won in Atlanta also. He's won consistently. But you're not going to tell me he's any different than Frank Vogel, who's won at multiple stops.
It's very well said. I like Bud. Like you said, he's won. He's done it multiple places with multiple pieces. I like him. I don't see how he makes sense for this Lakers team.
Yeah, all right. The next shot on the board here, J.J. Redick. I don't think it's happening.
The NBA retread thing, it's a problem in a lot of professional sports, but especially in the NBA where these players have so much power, You just feel bad for some of these guys. I mean, the Frank Vogel's the world perfect example, right? Like, you've got a great team. You think you're going to bring him in to win a championship. Oh, wait, he didn't do it in a whole year and a half, 2 years, and we're going to fire him and kick him out the door.
It's like us losing weight, Kelly. We find out the hard way how slim our margins are.
Yeah.
It's one extra carb a day, you know, going over your calories by just like 150 calories, and all of a sudden you didn't lose weight one day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what you realize when you're an NBA head coach. The margin's so slim. The difference between a Western Conference final and losing in the finals could be the reason why you lose or keep your job.
Yeah.
Depending on where you lose. All right, next on the board is J.J. Redick. I'm just not buying with what's on the line for LeBron with whoever the next coach is. He's going to turn to someone who's never coached at any level. As much as he loves J.J., as much as I love their clips from the podcast, and as much as he's gotten to know him, I can't imagine LeBron, who will be hiring the next head coach, not Rob Pelinka, is going to choose someone with zero head coaching experience.
I think it's a possibility.
Stop.
I'm combining what we just talked about with Evan. We know he's a legit candidate in Charlotte, which means there are enough people, at least one team.
Oh, yes, that's fair, because the thing that would stop LeBron is losing the podcast. So if he's going to lose it because he's going to be coaching the Hornets, he might as well lose it because he's coaching the Lakers.
I wasn't even going to go there, but sure, that's another reason. There we go. All I'm saying is there are people out there that think this guy's ready to coach now. And if LeBron can spin that into, okay, there are other teams in the league that think he's ready to coach now. You watch one of those episodes of mine, The Game. If you love basketball,
it's good.
It's great.
It's really good.
It is great basketball nerding out. But you can see just this little beautiful twinkle in each of their eyes as they stare longingly
finish each other's sentences.
They are falling in love in front of your eyes.
This could also be me. Look, when it comes to NBA coverage, like, we're lucky here at VSiN. We have you. We have JVT. We have a lot of people. Zach, great at covering. The NBA media landscape is not they're not going to say it's not great. I'm going to say there are very few elites that it comes to when it comes from, like, the former player analysis.
Yeah.
And a lot of the guys are, like, unattainable to ever, like, get on shows and talk to, like Charles Barkley and Shaq. God knows I've texted them a million times.
That's a good point, yeah.
If we lose J.J. Redick as one of the great, when I don't mean good, great former players in media breaking down the game, but also, like, making it explaining it in a way for, like, dumb people to understand, it would hurt the NBA media landscape.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. I think he's trying to do too much right now. Like, he's spread across too many different shows that require different styles.
I think he's awesome,
though. But
he's awesome.
But I love him.
Kenny Atkinson makes sense to me.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Here's why Kenny Atkinson wouldn't work. What he demands out of his players, how hard the Nets played for him, I don't know if this Laker team is built for that.
Yeah.
And obviously LeBron can't play as many games. So the next shot on the board at 22-1, you and Caesar in the break said it was crazy. I think Rajon Rondo at 22-1 actually makes sense. LeBron's been to battle with him many times, multiple cities now. He is one of the most respected people in NBA locker rooms.
Yeah.
People believe that this guy was a head coach in the waiting when he was, like, in his mid-20s. He has seen everything. He has done everything. He is very personable. He knows how to communicate. He's played on a lot of really good title-contending teams. I think Rajon Rondo at 22-1 could make sense. He certainly makes more sense than Terry Stotts at 35-1 or Juwan Howard, who couldn't do anything at Michigan the last couple of years.
I agree with both of those. Maybe Stotts is in play.
No!
That'd be gross.
What did he ever do?
I'm just thinking of the retreads that will be brought up. I could see his name.
I want fresh blood.
Me too. I do too.
I think Jay Wright is very happy being an analyst on CBS for College Hoops.
I think so too.
I think coaching LeBron could be the one spot that would get him out of the analyst booth. In the booth, whatever you want to call it, sidelines, studio. Because I think LeBron would respect Jay Wright and what he has to say. I do think that is a name that if they could convince him to come out of retirement, he would be good there. And then there's two other options, one on the list, one off the list. Becky Hammon at 70-1, I think, makes a lot of sense.
I could see it happening.
I just think LeBron's an open-minded guy.
And I think Becky Hammon is someone with the resume. We've been waiting for her to get her shot in the NBA. There's no doubting that she is absolutely capable of being an NBA head coach. Mm-hmm. This could be the right fit, the right team, the right superstar to give her her break to prove what she can do, because she comes from a long line of coaching when you talk about her learning under Pop, but also she's now won on her own for a while. She's someone who could make sense here. And then my last one's not on the list.
So you got?
I want odds on LeBron to be player coach.
Here's
the case.
There we go.
Here's the case, Kelly.
You're going to sell me on it.
LeBron cares about his legacy more than anyone we've ever seen at this level.
That's what we're talking about already.
LeBron made it a point for the Lakers to win the first in-season tournament. How many in-season tournaments did Michael Jordan win?
Zero. What a loser.
How many times was Michael Jordan the player coach? Now he's player owner. Jordan was player owner, never player coach. LeBron believes that he knows the game. We're seeing it in the podcast, how he draws things up. He's learned from some great coaches. Why would LeBron not call his own number, add to the legacy, and be the next player coach of the Lakers?
I mean, I'm going to say if that's going to happen, like, sorry, Pelinka, step aside, because, like, you might as well just make it all three.
No, but he – no. He already is the GM.
I know.
Rob Pelinka calls LeBron and says, what trade do you want me to make?
Yeah, so why can't
Who
we just
do you
make,
want
it
to sign?
Make it official? If we're going to make it official and title, so, I want it official and title.
So push Pelinka completely out.
I'll even go with assistant GM, okay? He's got a lot on his plate now playing and coaching, okay? Assistant GM. I just want it on the business card, okay?
I just look
I'm okay with that, Dustin, but that falls along. I think Redick, Rondo, and Becky Hammon are kind of – he's so cocky in his own abilities, right? I think he would love to break ground with a new thinking head coach and help make them famous and let that be a part of his legacy.
Honestly, at this point, he should take the guy at 75-1, Chris Quinn, and make him the head coach. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I don't know who that is. Well, and that would be so impressive.
Miami Heat's assistant coach right now, I believe, used to be on the Heat.
Or backup quarterback for the Calgary Stampede. Who knows who he is? All right, we'll wrap up the show with another edition of Face Off.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code VSEN. New customers bet $5 and you'll get $200 in bonus bets back instantly. That's only with the code VSIN on DraftKings. The crown is yours. We officially have a final in game one between the Rangers and the Hurricanes as the New York Rangers, as I believe a slight underdog in game one, finished the job and beat the Hurricanes. There was almost an empty netter, which would have cashed
Whew.
Oh, man, by barely, by inches, it would have cast that puck line of -1.5. Instead, New York walks away up 1-0 on the backs of a 4-3 win.
We've been sitting here for almost 4 hours now. I didn't realize how many Rangers fans were sitting around us. Wow, that was quite a round of applause that they just received.
Look, the Rangers are a top-heavy team, but they have more stability in goal. Carolina has a relentless offensive attack. They have the fourth most shots on goal. So having that stability in goal with Shesterkin matters for the Rangers. And getting a big game one win over Carolina is massive for the team that won the President's Cup during the season. That's all the knowledge I have about this series.
Two-part question for you. Would you say that he stood on his head? And
dude,
second part,
so
how does goalie actually stand on his head?
Dude, it's people learn a phrase, and it's their only thing to talk about. And they just say it over and over again. No, I respect it. I respect you calling it out. Notice I didn't say it. All right.
No, you are right that we get to playoff time and we talk to so many more hockey people.
Oh, he's standing on his head.
He stood on his head last game.
We can develop another phrase for the goalies playing well.
I'm with you. Me and you will do it.
Yeah, let's brand it. Our own branding. And the logo of the brand will be a goalie standing on his head. All right. This is VSiN Live Bet Sunday. He's Kelly. I'm Dustin. We wrap up every edition of the show with a little segment we like to call Face Off. I don't know why I turn into Vince McMahon every time I lead in this segment.
You're doing a great job. It's the third best part of this. The graphic's the best part. The music's the second best. And then your lead is the third.
Do you miss that mustache, Dustin?
It's coming back slowly. It's coming back. Look, and for those that don't know, a week ago on the show,
I didn't even know how depleted
I had to it, unfortunately years. Admit. So you didn't even catch this. You saw me with the shaved mustache on Sunday.
Oh, camera's got a mind of its own right now. Okay.
Magically, I can't talk and show off my mustache. Yeah. Magically on Monday, I had a mustache. You know how? I have a beard pencil, and I drew it in. And Patrick didn't notice it for three days.
Okay, I saw a Twitter clip about this. I didn't watch the Twitter clip, though.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
And I revealed that I was drawing in my mustache, but you couldn't tell from far away.
You already had one of these things?
So I had,
what
yeah.
is this? Like an eyebrow pen?
So I love getting haircuts. I like crispy lines. I haven't been in like a month now to get a haircut.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I'm doing it, actually.
And I really like when I have the sharp lines. So
I bought
this pencil thinking it would work, and it made it look fake, so I didn't
it's
ended up not
the shave
using it.
Then. The shave
but
the
what it does do is darken in when you're the beard hair is thin, makes it look a little bit darker, so it made my mustache look more pronounced.
Did it work?
Yeah, Patrick had no idea until I told him, and then he told me I was a narcissist for doing it.
It just looks a little shaved down. What is going on our screen right now? Larry, take it easy back there with emojis and whatever, saying thrown up, whatever. It really doesn't look that different.
Well, no, a week ago I had no mustache at all.
Yeah, you were freaking out about it last week, though. And
I looked Amish!
I didn't think it looked that bad. Caesar thought it looked worse. Caesar and Ben thought
I was being called.
Caesar's cracking up over there.
I was being called horrible things that I can't even say on the air about what I looked like. Real quick, by the way, I was asked on Twitter before we start face-off, we have any bets for tonight's game? Feels like it's game 7. First period under 1.5 is the play in a game 7, right? Otto and Stars Knights?
I won't be betting anything. We did get the Golden Knights tip to us earlier. They thought the price was a little off.
Yeah, I can't do it.
I can't do it either.
All right, so we'll continue with face-off.
Yeah.
So without further ado, our producer, Cesar Becerra, what is our first question for face-off?
Now, that was worse.
So the news that was, like, took entire gambling Twitter by storm was the reports that Dave & Buster's is going to allow gambling on their arcade games.
Wow. Yeah.
So my question to you is, which arcade game would you be the odds-on favorite to win a VSiN tournament among hosts?
I want to point out, about a month and a half ago, myself, Matt Brown, JVT, Luke DeVosta from Follow the Money, Adam Hill from the Review Journal, and a few others. Sorry if I forgot your name, we were drinking heavily. We were at a place in Summerlin, here in Vegas, and there was a Dave & Buster's nearby, and after about 7 or 8 drinks, we decided to have the first annual RF Memorial Dave & Buster's Pentathlon, where we had 5 events. We scored everyone based on how they did in each event, and the winner would win a sum of money. In the end, your boy blew a massive lead where I dominated the first 2 or 3 events. I literally won 2 of the first 3, came in 2nd in the 3rd.
And I think because I have elite hand-eye coordination, I don't think anyone's touching me in skee ball. Just a fact.
I was going to say skee ball, too.
See, we need to settle this. Apparently
we got to settle this, yeah.
Sounds like a road trip.
Wow. I've only been to that Dave & Buster's like 16 times.
I got to tell you, it's a great time.
It's the go-to VSIN going away party.
I also think
Michelle.
I also think Dave & Buster's / arcades are the reason why all of us love casinos so much. We're used to neon lights.
Yeah.
And it's just this makes me feel good on the inside.
Definitely a part of that. What was the original question?
What would be favored in?
Oh, yeah, what would be favored in?
Yeah. Skee ball.
Yeah,
both of us.
I don't know how
you guys didn't say Mario Kart. I have no issue because I am.
Is that a Dave & Buster's game?
Yeah. You drive the actual cart.
Wow. Well, you sit down in one. Like it's not like just N64 or whatever.
No, you're driving an actual car.
Oh, okay.
I feel like people who stink at video games love Mario Kart.
Yeah. By the way, I just the actual story is kind of bizarre to me. Just bet your buddy, like you guys did. Just bet your buddy.
Yeah.
But how much money are you really betting at Dave & Buster's?
What's the juice going to be?
Right. Well, exactly. Just bet your buddy. It's like roulette. Just bet your buddy.
Yeah. Heads up. All right. Next one, Caesar.
All right. Next one.
Face off.
We talked about this earlier on the show about the Minnesota Twins. So I don't think Kelly was aware of this, but they're currently on a 10-game winning streak right now.
One of the things
that they do that kind of contributed to this winning streak is every time they hit a home run, the dugout throws a frozen sausage at the player as he's entering the dugout. So that's their new celebration, home run celebration / superstition. So my question to you, what is your guys' weirdest superstition?
Oh, it's frozen. Now the conversation.
And you know what, actually?
Makes a lot more sense.
Do we want to hit that Sonny Gray talking about superstitions?
Yeah, we can. Let's play Sonny Gray. It's a little bit about superstition of what he did to kind of reset himself yesterday. It's kind of the same thing. Pitcher for the Cardinals. This is him yesterday.
I've done this before, but I just came in here after the third, took all my clothes off, and got redressed with new cleats, socks, underwear, pants, belt, jersey, hat, and just kind of was like, all right, you're a new guy, start over here. So
that's awesome.
I love that.
That
so
awesome. That
when
awesome.
I played sports, if I had a really good game, I wouldn't wash anything I wore. If it was baseball, till the next day. Now, basketball's a little different. You get way more gross and sweatier.
Yeah.
I also, there was a time where I hit 2 home runs in a game. And that day I'd eaten 3 hot dogs for breakfast before the game. So I ate 3 hot dogs before every game that whole season.
Oh, my God.
I gained so much weight.
Age?
I was 17.
So that's two games a week?
And then I'd say not sports related. If I can get a girl's number wearing an outfit, I will wear that same outfit out until I don't get a number, which is usually the next time.
You know what? That's a pretty good one, actually. I don't want to say it's a superstition, but I've definitely done that.
Now, you can't wear that outfit to the same place, though, run into the same people.
Right, but I think it's not a superstition, but I've definitely done that before. You just feel more confident after it, right?
Well, you know it works.
Right, exactly. Not a very superstitious person, but the one I'm about to bring up, I guess you would say you're very superstitious. At the blackjack table, I will not cut the cards. I am the kiss of death cutting cards at the blackjack table. It's something I've been doing since I was 19 or 18 or whatever. No, I will not cut the cards unless I am sitting there playing solo. Even then, I try to get the dealer or someone to cut the cards.
Maybe it's the one thing standing in your way of being the best blackjack player in the world.
No, it's not, because I know the superstitions are always rooted in something, right? There is past losses that is rooted in.
All right, I think that'll wrap it up here for Face Off. Again, I love ending the show with this. I want to thank all of our guests. Nick Martin on hockey, Andrew Schlecht on the Thunder, Mark Folliwell breaking down the Mavericks, Ty Butler talk Knicks, John Bowman on MLB, and Evan Sidery helped us make sense of everything happening across the NBA. If you missed any part of the show, available over at VSiN.com or wherever you get your podcast. For Caesar, for Dustin, for the crew in the back, or for Dustin, for Kelly, I'm Dustin. Almost nailed the end of the show. G-Unit Greg Peterson is up next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.